Reiki is a laying on of hands touch healing system of incomparable ease and power. What it can do and how it works is the subject of this book. But to fully appreciate Reiki, it is first necessary to know where it came from and how it reached the West. The story spans almost all of the written records of humanity, and the healing system itself is certainly older than any written account. I have done my best to discover Reiki's origins through research and reading, but many gaps remain. Much pertinent information has never been translated into English, and even more information has never been placed into print in any language. The traditional Reiki story begins in the 1800s, but Reiki was ancient even then. Information before written records can be obtained only through channeling, and though material received in this way must be considered speculative, it is nonetheless interesting and thought-provoking. While unverifiable, the material is too fascinating to overlook, and I believe it to be highly valuable. In 1990, for my book Dreaming the Past, Dreaming the Future, The Crossing Press, 1991, psychic Laurel Steinheis described the 12 source planets that were the original colonizers of the Earth. Most of these are located in the Pleiadian star system, with a few in the star systems of Sirius and Orion. People did not evolve on Earth. We were brought here from a variety of planetary cultures, and a number of channelers are now also describing them in their writings. A few scholarly translators of ancient documents are beginning to verify this as well, though at this time, it still requires courage to do so. In 1991, I asked Laurel for channeling about the origins of Reiki. She described Reiki as having originated with the planet that also brought the many armed gods and goddesses to Earth, the root culture of what became pre-patriarchal India. The Indian god we know today as Shiva, female at that time, was responsible for bringing Reiki here, and he wants to be remembered for the gift. When the human body for this planet was designed, Reiki was incorporated into the genetic coding as a birthright of all people. Reiki is a part of every one of us. It was once universal and was never meant to be lost. Children of early Earth, in the civilization we call Mu today, received Reiki 1 training at the beginning of grade school. They received Reiki 2 at what we would define as junior high school age. Reiki 3, the teacher master's training, was required for educators and was available to any who wanted it. When the people of its root culture left the mainland of Mu to colonize what is now India and Tibet, Reiki continued with them, though Mu was eventually lost. The earth changes that destroyed first Mu and then Atlantis resulted in severe cultural disorganization, causing the healing system to remain the knowledge of only a select few. When in the 19th century, a Japanese man sought the origins of Jesus's and the Buddha's method of healing, he found them in the ancient remnants of Shiva's early culture, in the esoteric teachings of India. The traditional Reiki story begins in the mid-1800s with Mikao Usui, who was principal of the Doshisha University in Kyoto, Japan, and also a Christian minister. Asked by his students to be shown the method by which Jesus did healing, Usui began a 10-year quest to find and learn the skill. When Christian authorities in Japan told him that this healing was not talked about, much less known, Usui sought the information through Buddhism. There are striking resemblances between the life of Buddha in India, Gautama Siddhartha, 620 to 543 BCE, and the life of the historical Jesus,